This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Woodhaven Retirement Community. Patient's first name is Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y. Last name is Pack, P-A-C-K. Date of birth is 6/4/1932. Date of evaluation is 4/13/2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is an 89 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 3/7/22. Patient reports feeling down at times and attributes that to loss of her independence and having to depend on others to assist her with ADL care, period. Patient express some frustration over lack of progress in physical therapy and inability to walk. She reports that she was hospitalized for perforation of her colon and had surgery done. And since then, she has been feeling weak and have not been able to walk independently. Peter, she states that sometimes she does not sleep well, but denied any persistent complaints of insomnia. Peter, no suicidal thoughts reported. Peter, her appetite is adequate. Peter, no reports of any paranoia or delusional thoughts. Peter, no reports of any hallucinations. Peter, no history of hypomanic or manic symptoms. Period. Patient is currently on Celexa, 20 milligram once a day. Which she wasn't aware of. Next paragraph, review of system general. Weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, non-reported, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal. Recent abdominal surgery, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, inability to walk, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. Yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful. Yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Social history, current occupation, retired biochemist, current relationship, widow. Patient reports that she was married twice. Period. Her second husband passed away in 1995. Number of children, zero. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, cut, form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history. History of surgical aftercare following surgery on the digestive system, history of peritonitis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, major depressive disorder, dehydration, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis, colostomy. Next paragraph. Surgical history, see chart for details. Family history, no family history record. Tobacco history, denied. Alcohol history, denied. Drug abuse history, denied. Current medications, MAR reviewed. Citalopram, 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure. ...147/68, pulse 95, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, more movements, using wheelchair to ambulate, speech clear, coherent, mood mildly depressed, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, person, memory intact for recent events. Patient could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes and 3 out of 3 with some cues. Attention, concentration, fair. She could do serial sevens. Funnel knowledge, fair. Judgment and insight, fair. Assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1. Plans continue, psychotherapy and citalopram as prescribed. Disposition, staff needs to encourage patient to socialize with others and participate in activities. Period. Notify our service for persistent sadness, insomnia, loss of appetite, or any suicidal ideation. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99326. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.